Gary Nell began his new job with his eyes open and his hands full. The new president and CEO of National Public Radio, Nell assumed his new position on the first day of last month, 7 months after his predecessor, Vivian Schiller, resigned under fire from conservative critics.
We've been through a bit of a rough patch, I think, at NPR over the last 15 months or so, but we're really trying to get back to basics and promote what we do every day, which is to try to provide a fair and accurate civil dialogue to the American people.
Previously, Nell headed Sesame Workshop, the company that produces Sesame Street for PBS, and he sees a lot of similarities between the two jobs.
It's about taking on a media organization, a nonprofit media organization like Sesame Workshop, one that works in the public media space, just like Sesame Workshop, and one that produces, I think, pretty great news and cultural content that is distributed through different avenues on KRCB and through local stations and NPR.org around the country. So in that sense, the cultures are somewhat aligned, but obviously the content coming out of the two places is very different.
Another big difference is the network of more than 900 local stations across the country that carry programming from NPR. But Nell is quick to add, that's a two-way relationship.
Localism is a tremendous strength. The content globally and nationally, which comes out of NPR, needs to be disseminated on a local basis for the most effect. And the conversations which need to happen in Santa Rosa and in the other parts of the country so that people are talking about the very issues which we need to discuss as Americans, this cannot be done adequately out of Washington, D.C.
Ensuring that those conversations continue at both the national and local level is one of the most critical contributions that National Public Radio can make, Nell adds.
We live in a very loud media environment, let's say, and I think NPR has been trying to be the thought leader in terms of an audience which wants to have a civil discourse, a civil set of disagreements, a town hall where Democrats and Republicans, conservatives and liberals and others can have conversations, where we cross diverse ethnicities to have those conversations in changing demographic of America. And I think that these are things which public radio can really shine on that some of our commercial counterparts or other traditional news outlets are not quite able to do.
Meanwhile, one of the recurring controversies that Nell inherited has been resolved, at least for the time being. Funding for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, some of which goes directly to support NPR, was approved by Congress and signed by President Obama shortly before Christmas. That bill will keep budgetary support for public broadcasting in place at current levels through the 2014 fiscal year. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.